The following is paid programming. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, its advertisers, or sponsors.
Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapriston, calling remote.
See, I was going to say we have a special guest today.
Yeah. Maybe the last time forever.
That's what you always say, but here you are again.
Yeah, well, David threw me under the bus.
Yeah, well, your fans will be overjoyed that you're here today. So,
well, thank you for that.
There you go. Right now it is Saturday, March 13th, 2021. It is 10:04 in the morning, and we always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, and then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and the live streaming will come up, and you can click on the button that says listen, and you'll be all set. And I'll say hello to my sister, who I mentioned for the first time ever that she could listen to the show. So hopefully she was able to log in. Also at the website, sapriston.com, there's a Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. And if you click on archives, all of the shows have been archived for several years. But if you do miss a show, you want to replay a show, you can go there for hearing the previous week's show. And then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. And you have to realize they're economists, and you know, but they do give a nice, concise, understandable rundown of what they thought was important during the previous week. So we encourage you, visit the website. You could also find out about some of the products we offer. And also, by going to the website, you can always get that free economic report. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. It's 803-1520, or 800-879-7541. And this is the easiest time to get into the show. We always kind of miss a caller at the end of the show. For some reason, wait until the last 2 minutes and give us a call. Right now, the lines are wide open, so give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
And if you're some... Very smooth.
Very smooth.
Very smooth. How long have you been doing this show?
what is it, 20-some-odd years now?
A little more, I think.
I think so. I can't even count that high.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, what was I going to say? Anyway, I lost track of what I was going to say.
I interrupted you.
Yeah, I know. That's it. You know, after all these years, I get interrupted, and that's it. I'm done. But I was going to say, now I know what I was going to say. If for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you can go to the chat box at our website at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor chat tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat, and you can type in a question or type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And it was an interesting week last week. I don't know why I always think it was not a good week, but it was a very good week in the market last week.
All the way around.
Yeah. I think it's because of all the volatility, the day-to-day shifting between they love the NASDAQ, they hate the NASDAQ. Obviously, they've turned into loving the Dow now because, you know, the Dow is now up 7% for the year. And it was really struggling for quite a while. So there's been rotation going on in the market. I told people about that several weeks now. But, you know, last week I said, pay attention. You know, don't worry about the averages or whatever. You know, just watch where the money's flowing. And the market's okay until it leaves everything, you know, and nothing does well. But right now they're rotating. So, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And what else was I was going to bring something else up, which was interesting.
The chat box. You said that. You said about that.
No, the chat box. What I was going to bring up was, you know, I always have, you know, a lot of other people laughed about social media. But I've come to the conclusion, and I think people ought to check it out, that there are websites now that track the trends in social media for your individual stock. And they let you know whether most of the chatter or whatever is positive. You know, what's the trend been? Is it increasing? And I think you have to start paying more attention to that. Because even the institutions and the algorithms are now factoring all that in as to what's going on in the social media websites. And I had a real good one, which I couldn't find, but I did find you know, a number of ones that you can go to and play around with them. One of them is called socialsentiment.io. Next one is tradefollowers.com. Third one, Swaggy Stocks, S-W-A-G-G-Y, stocks.com. And finally, stockbrain.io. And play around with it. Plus, there's a lot of other great information on those websites. So, you don't just blindly follow anything, but I think you have to be watching the trends. You know, what is being mentioned out there, and is it positive, is it negative, and so forth. And, you know, it's up to you. You can factor it in, not factor it in, but it's kind of fun to play around with. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you fellas today. And a very warm welcome to Willard.
Thank you.
Great to hear his voice. Today
I can't hear him very well.
Yeah, can't you? Really?
No.
Can you hear me?
I can hear him pretty well.
Okay.
Well, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I get two stocks and a couple of questions. The two stocks are the ones I've been holding a while. They both had a sizable jump last week, and I was wondering if you have any thoughts on where the target price might be. First one is Snap. It was up 526 for the week.
I didn't hear the symbol.
Snap.
S-N-A-P.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Snap, snap.
Yeah.
Snap your fingers,
snap's
right?
The name of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, it got trounced for a while, you know, as the NASDAQ was, actually the NASDAQ, I think, had a 10% correction.
Right.
And, you know, during that, and you have to watch out because if there is a switch and this rotation that's going on, you got to pay attention to whether it's affecting your stock or not, you know.
You mean value and growth or just OTC? Yeah,
well, value, growth, you know, opening plays, you know, economy opening up.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to concentrate on. But SNAP is up in 25 weeks, 149%.
Oh, boy, that's good.
And
I know
as
it's 52-week
pointed
week
out,
was
it was up about 9% yesterday, or $5, $6.
And, of course, you know, you take the chart objective, you know, for what it's worth, it's based on the chart objective method. And what does it say? 83, I guess, is the target?
Yeah. And the earnings per share last quarter were up 200%, and the sales were up 62%. That's a big deal.
No, it is. No question about that. And, you know, next resistance would probably be around 68, and then 73, and then you might have a shot at that 83.
So if you're a fundamentalist, it's a great stock. And if you're a technician, it's a great stock.
Yeah, no question. And I would just, we have to figure out what we call a reevaluation point on the downside.
Right. Well, you're smarter than me on that.
Well, what I'm looking at, the only thing I have to work with right now is the 50-day, which is around 57, 58. So
yeah, the issue is that it went to 51 on March 4th.
Right.
So it broke the 50 and then came back, went above it, and it's above the 10-day, 20-day, and 50-day moving averages right now.
Mm-hmm. That's why we always say just reevaluate, see what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, 57.
I mean, I know a lot of people, it breaks the 50, they're out.
Yep. And a lot of other people, if it gets a little under the 50, they buy. So.
Yeah. And the real low you would want to have been out was 48.
Yeah.
Even though it broke the 50.
Well, Art's had this a long time, okay? So
I'll be out the window if it goes to 48.
Be out the, oh, you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We know you. You never sell anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did sell Snap for a while, and then I bought it back. And
well,
I
there
got
you go.
Worse.
You made a good move, and that's something people should remember.
It back at 12.
You know, if you got out of something, doesn't mean you can never get back in it again.
Oh, you're right. Well, sometimes I like it, but if I can get a tax loss and I can hold, I do that quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right, second stock is Zimmer Biotech, ZBH. It jumped 466 for the week, and I think it closed at 163.
Yeah, I mean, you don't forget, you know, NASDAQ did have a good comeback last week, and the moves in a lot of stocks are just ridiculous, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So, but it's a nice chart, right, Willard? I mean, it looks good to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a trading range from 150, 154 to 170. And I've got a client that's got thousands of shares of this thing at a buck a share.
Oh,
did he get it as a spinoff, Willard?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I think that's where I got mine.
And it had been as high as we were looking, 160. So it's at a new high, way back when. And then it went all the way down to 75. Well, that's a big move.
Yeah.
Not to do anything, 52. Not to sell 10% or, you know, take a little off the table, as Peter always says.
Yeah, I mean, right now the 200 days back at 143, so I'd probably use anything below that as a reevaluation.
Okay.
For a long-term investor, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got thousands of shares, you can always sell 100 if it starts to fall apart.
Sure.
But if you've got 100, that's a different decision.
Oh, yeah.
And take it for what it's worth, all right?
Absolutely.
The charting objective is 210.
Well, it's a big help. Because I do follow the fundamentals and a little bit of technical, but I don't go into the detail that you fellows have on the technical aspect of it. Next item, the 10-year Treasury note now is up to 1.625 on the end of the day, and it's up from 0.9% early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
How high do you think it would have to go before the Fed jumps in and intervenes? Maybe 3% or so?
I have no idea.
Willard, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I knew someone was going to ask that, hoping they wouldn't.
You got your wish.
Yeah. I think, you know, psychologically over two.
Yeah, over two then.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
They can't afford to pay any more interest.
Yeah.
That's the problem of government or us as taxpayers.
Oh, no question. You know, because
that sounds like a good jump, you know, from 0.9 to 1.6.
So
it's like a 60% difference. But we're still talking about low rates compared to the 15 and 16% of years ago.
Yeah, but it also depends on how fast the rates rise.
I think if it took a year
to get to 2%, it might not matter. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
No.
An item just for information: the IRS now is checking on capital gains on Bitcoin and other cyber currency, and they're going to put a line in next year's this present year's tax thing for people asking if you had any trades in cyber currency. So they're going to try and figure out who's using this as an underground method right now.
Well, any way they can grab money, they'll figure it out. You know, no question about it. So, but on that subject, there's interesting stuff out there saying that the cash will not be used in the future in the USA. It'll be digital, and the digital will carry everything about you, which the government can access at any time. So it's going to be interesting.
It sounds like 1984.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Last item, Tom Lee, who's been pretty good in predicting things, was saying that the S&P could hit 4,300 by June. He was very fast on that Bitcoin. He was talking about it when it was 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that I hope he's right like that. That'll be.
Yeah, I think it was 10%. almost back to 60,000 today.
Yeah. All right. It was wonderful talking to you fellas, and best wishes and good health to everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, for starting the show off. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I was the lead off.
Okay. So hopefully somebody else will give us a call.
Oh,
I hope so. I'm watching the chat box.
Okay.
I'm looking at the chat box. I don't know how to read it.
Well, that doesn't help. But anyway.
Well, do you read the bottom first? Because the bottom is art. Start at the bottom and go up.
I would say you start at the bottom, right?
No.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't.
No. Well, then you start at the top. How's that?
Maybe the middle.
Oh. I don't know why they don't have a date and time. They don't have the one I'm looking
for. Well, this one says, if you go down to the bottom, it says 7 days ago. Then after that, it says
it
one.
It used to, but I'm looking on AOL. It's not showing.
Okay, yeah. So, but I see a date someplace at 3:13, 9:20 a.m. and 9:25 a.m. That's it. So that was art on the chat box there.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I saw that.
Yeah, so it's the bottom.
The end of mine.
It's the bottom.
The bottom. It's backwards.
Yeah, it is. And, makes it very difficult. So, but,
So far, that's the only one.
What? Art?
Yeah. The only chat.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. So, big hint, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open. And looking at the week, as I said before, Dow Jones gained every day last week to gain 4.1%. The S&P was up 4%. And the NASDAQ broke a three-week losing streak, despite the volatility, a 3.7% gain they had early in the week, So they hung on for a 3.1% gain. And, obviously, interest rates seem to bother the NASDAQ quite a bit. It just takes
it hurts growth stocks.
Yeah, it hurts the growth stocks. And value have come on very strong, because I was looking at the Russell 2000, which is up like either 18 or 19% for the year. And, that's the small cap. But the growth's up like 11%. And actually, not that the growth, the value is up 11%. And growth is down 0.25% for the year. So
look at Tesla and Apple. That's what you got to do.
Exactly. So you've got, you can't just say, I'm not going to own any tech stocks. You got to be very choosy now, about which ones you want to be in. And if some items are all of a sudden experiencing a lot of trouble, you may want to reevaluate it, as we said. So you have to be careful if you're playing those kind of stocks.
Everyone should do their own research.
Well, there you go. I kind of stopped to give you the opportunity to get that
Thank
in.
Thank you. We're very kind.
So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And it's funny, you know, some people ask you about Bitcoin, and the more reasonable people will tell you it's just another alternative investment, and you never put all your money in anything anyway.
And you better be quick to act.
Well, in a way, but you could have been a long-termer, you know, in Bitcoin. You know, it's at an all-time high. And you could have had, 5% of your portfolio, in Bitcoin. So it's just another alternative, investment. So you don't have to be all in stocks. You can be in different alternative investments. So, and even though I don't understand it, that's okay.
But Bill Gates doesn't like it, I heard, because it uses too much power. Electricity.
Yeah, I know. I think Janet Yellen brought that up too, but there's a lot of things out there that use a lot of power that people aren't aware of. They think that it's really clean energy, but they don't realize what's going on behind the scenes to generate the clean energy, So nothing is exactly as you think it is, believe me. And it's gonna, like I said, it's gonna turn out in the future that all of these EV batteries are gonna be a environmental disaster, but hey, we'll worry about that later, right?
So there's a chat box question, I guess, about Viacom.
There is. Purchased at 41, 90?
Yeah. I've only heard good things lately about it.
It was featured in Barron's this weekend.
But that's why the communications. One of the reasons
why, no question about that.
But this thing's parabolic, is that what they're
called? Oh, yeah. But I forgot, are they involved in that Paramount Plus or something like that?
I think it is,
they're doing very good things. And matter of fact, the interesting part is that I think this stock over the years, many years, has been one of the most biggest growers, over the years until it got clobbered, But
yeah, it was down.
But I mean, this is running away, and as Willard said, it's parabolic, and they closed at what?
94.94.
Boy, where the heck would you even reevaluate?
And trading aftermarket at 95.30, I guess.
Yeah, and certainly the bullish mentions in Barron's today, this weekend's issue is certainly not going to hurt.
In 17 weeks, it's up 202%.
Just unbelievable. I mean, is this an all-time high, I wonder?
Right? Yes.
It is, okay.
Well, let me just check.
Yeah, take a look, but...
Oh, yeah, it's an all-time high.
All-time high, yeah.
The high was in the $70 range.
So looking at it, where's your 20-day moving average on this? Can you see that?
Way down.
Because the 50 days way down.
79.80. Oh, the 20 day is 72.34. The 10 day is 79.85. 20 points.
Well, the only, I would say, where'd you say the 20 day is?
20 day is 72.34.
So that's a level to watch. You'd like to see it stay above that. And, I would be a holder, and hopefully, the moving averages will catch up with it and give you better, points to reevaluate it. But looks very strong. I'd be a holder right now.
You've had a huge spike in volume.
Yeah. I mean, as we always say.
Average volume is 16 million, and this was 26.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of excitement. You might even try one of those sentiment sites I gave.
Yeah, and yesterday it was 38
yeah.
million.
But, because it is parabolic, and you bought it at, 41-something?
Yeah, he's doubled.
He's doubled your money, so nothing wrong with taking a little profit on it. Sometimes even if you take half out, you're home free, right? You can't lose at that point.
Well, I kind of follow O'Neill's philosophy, and at 20% up, I'm looking to sell, but at 50 or 100, I'm pretty well selling, knowing I'll be wrong.
Yeah, so everybody's got different approaches, Yeah, some people, what they do with a certain percentage, they take a quarter off, the next percentage take another quarter.
Howard Ewart would sell half if he doubled his money.
Yeah, a lot of people will do that because you're home free, right?
Yep.
You can't lose at that point.
Same with the house money.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, very good stock. I'd stick with it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we do have a number of callers. We're going to go to
a number and a whole bunch of questions on the chat box.
All right, now we're off and running, huh?
we're off and running. The show's half over.
We're going to go next to Patricia in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hello. This is Patricia in Coram, New York. It's your sister.
Oh.
And I just let you know that I am listening, and you're sounding really good.
Well,
and thank you for letting me know about it. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now I'll let some other caller that has a really good reason to call come in. But bye and hello, Willard, and goodbye, and thank you for letting me know. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Sure.
Bye.
Okay, that's funny. I kind of suspected that, but...
Well, I listened to the show down in Florida on the computer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I don't know why I thought about it today. I was on my way here, and I gave her a call. I said, hey, you've never heard the show. Give it a shot. You know, so I'm glad she was able to connect. Okay, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Jack. Good morning.
Hello?
Jack, how are you doing there?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Okay, I guess.
Good. And, of course, good to hear Willard again.
Thank you.
I have a couple, what's called, I guess, planet-friendly companies.
Mm-hmm.
One is ARDAGH, A-R-D-A-G-H. The symbol is A-R-D. They're a Luxembourg-based firm.
Mm-hmm.
They make aluminum cans. They supply Heineken, Coca-Cola, Del Monte. And in today's world, I think it's important. There's sustainable packaging, which is aluminum, which is... infinitely recyclable, unlike plastic, which can only be recycled once. And they lower their carbon footprint because of this. And the stock hasn't done anything for last 12 months, and all of a sudden it jumped up. It reached a high Wednesday of 27.22. So after languishing for quite a while, and it started going up about January. So I'm wondering what you think of that. Again, ARD,
well, the last,
Arthur,
the
Richard, Dennis.
The earnings up 100%.
The earnings were up 100%? Boy.
Yeah, 105. It went from about 19 and shot up to about 24 in one day.
Yeah, and looking, yeah. You know, on one objective, and this year you've exceeded your price objective, but it broke out of a base that's at least... 11, 12 points, you know. So looking at that, you go up to in the mid-30s at least, you know.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, once again, as we talk about sectors and areas, this is a hot sector. Everybody talks about it. You know, clean energy type investment, right?
Right.
So, right
and
area.
$6 billion market cap, so it's okay. It's not a penny stock, so to speak.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, your 50-day back at, what, about 20?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, so 20, 21, you might reevaluate it. Because then on top of that, it would break down into the base. So 20, 21 would be an alert point, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if this means anything, but almost 86% of it is held by institutions. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, it depends. Okay. You know, in other words, if bad news comes out, then that's bad.
Because they get rid of it.
Because they trip over each other, you know, getting out, right?
Right.
But, you know, what you want to, what ideally you'd like to see is one that doesn't have a lot, but it's been rising, you know.
Okay.
And sometimes you can catch something early that way.
All right.
The biggest holders are the Fidelity Small Cap and Fidelity
mm-hmm.
Advisors.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I can hardly hear Willard, but I can hear him a little bit. So, All right. The next one is Xylem, X-Y-L-E-M. The symbol is X-Y-L. And this is a water technology firm, and they're focused on combating water scarcity throughout the world. Mm-hmm. They have innovative methods to upgrade the infrastructure and deliver clean water. And they're working in 150 different countries, and they're working to expand in emerging markets like China, India, Brazil, so on. They have a backlog of projects up to about 30%, and they've languished for years, too. And they started taking off actually last July.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a high of about, I think 120 or so.
I'm looking at 100.
About that. And they close at 101, and I'm wondering what you think about them. They reached about 109, I guess, in January. There was their high, and down to 101.87. So what's your feeling?
Relative strength 48, Peter.
What's that?
Relative strength of 48. Or is the other one?
Well, it's really been consolidating, right?
Yeah, and the earnings per share were off 9% last quarter, and the quarter before off 24%. Not as strong as the first one. And they're 84% in debt, which can be good as long as they're making money. Because you're leveraged, but not good if you're not making money.
So what's your conclusion?
Well, do your own research.
Jack does a lot of research.
I know he does, and I'm impressed.
But what, the water thing, is that all they do, or is that just part of their business?
That's the big thing. That's
it
the
is.
Main thing.
Okay.
They work on upgrading infrastructure and delivering clean water, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think it would be a great business.
Well, I don't, I mean, it should be, but I'd seen a number of these that are working on that. You know, it's taken a long time to really develop, you know. And, you know, you just had a big run. You had that pullback with the NASDAQ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's consolidating nicely, you know. So I would say if it can get, you know, maybe to 104, then it could try the high again, you know, and maybe go from there.
If I owned it, I'd probably hold it, but I wouldn't go buy it.
I would.
That would be me.
Yeah, but you're kind of sitting on the 50-day, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would be a holder right now.
Okay. Yeah,
and,
like I said, they do have a backlog of projects of more than 30%, so they do have work and money, income coming in.
Right.
So, you know.
I would just say around 94, you'd probably reevaluate it.
At 94, okay.
Yeah.
And then I've already had this one, and I've been thinking of accumulating more. What do you think about Disney? I got some in last May, and of course, it's done wonderfully, and is it still good to buy?
I hate to say it, but it is.
Okay.
Without even looking at it. But
what was the first one you called, you gave us?
Was it ARD?
ARD, yeah.
ARD?
Yeah, I didn't write it down. I want to write it down.
Yeah, ARD, RDAG Group. It's called Al Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disney, they keep pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah, the amazing company.
It is.
It really is.
It's done wonderfully.
And, you know, what you got going, first of all, they reached 100 million subscribers, you know, to their streaming much sooner than everybody expected.
All you got to do is have a kid and you know why.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, you know, they've got the look ahead, people playing the reopening, right, once their theme parks kick in, right?
Yeah, and they're opening now. They're going to open very soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, price objective for what it's worth on the point and figure charts, $234.
Okay.
And what would you do? Reevaluate it at 180 or so?
If I owned it, I wouldn't sell it.
Yep.
And
if you owned
I might
what?
Buy it.
He wouldn't
buy
sell it. He
okay.
might buy it, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Or if I wanted to spend X amount of dollars, I'd buy half of it.
Yeah, I own it now, and I am thinking of buying more. So, all right, I appreciate that. And if you could, one more time, maybe give those sentiment sites again.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Four of them, and boy, yeah, I couldn't get them off.
Yeah, there's a lot more, but I wanted to find, I couldn't find. But these are all very interesting. One of them's called socialsentiment.io.
Right, okay.
The other one is called TradeFollowers.com.
Okay.
Next one is Swaggy Stocks, SWAGGY Stocks.com. And the last one is called StockBrain.io.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. And I sure appreciate all the information you give every week. And enjoy the weekend.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Okay, we're a little past our break time, so we'll do a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. I think we ought to take a couple of the chat box ones real quick.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Do you see them or do you want me to read them to you?
Well, I think I see them.
I'd like to get started investing in stocks. What's some good resources to gain some knowledge? I'm in, my God, there's so many resources. I'm in my mid-40s, have some mutual funds.
Well, you're too far down, though.
I am, huh? You said to start at the bottom.
No, you don't. That bottom is the latest one, the most recent, okay?
Okay.
If you go up, you'll see a whole bunch more.
Richard
above
from
that.
Rochester's getting cream.
Above that, above that, way above that.
Way above, my God. Viacom, we talked about.
We did that. No, what's Coppers?
Coppers.
Could you give me your thoughts on Coppers? I'm in at 19 and holding, right?
Yeah.
So K-O-P. Let's see. K-O-P.
Makes automobiles under Ford and Lincoln nameplates.
Really? Looks like a nice chart. He's in at 19, and this thing is at what?
But let me say there's something wrong with the computer because it's Coppers in the symbol and it's Ford at the bottom. Let's try that again.
K-O-P. Coppers.
Yeah, I know. There we go. Manufactures carbon compounds and commercial wood treatment products.
Yeah, I couldn't figure how it manufactured.
I didn't either. I had been looking at Ford, and I typed in Coppers.
Okay.
Came up a second time.
Anyway, he's doubled his money, so same thing. Nothing wrong with taking some profits or even half, you know, and playing with the house's money. But looks very strong. I'd say, you know, one more, say a move to 38, where it closed at 37.27. If it's 38, it should try the high at what, 40?
It was at 44 last year, September.
Yeah, 44. Yeah, so it should be headed.
September 19th.
Yeah.
But it is a small cap stock, right?
Yeah, which is the right area.
$786 million.
Yeah. And I'd reevaluate at what, maybe 31 or so?
Yeah, it's out of Pittsburgh.
Yep. Looks good. Okay, next one. Or am I taking a chance with you here?
Oh, absolutely. I thought we already answered Viacom.
We did. But would it be too late to add more shares of Viacom? No, I don't think so. You know, basically,
not if you were a buy at a high and buy higher.
Right.
But you did say it could come down and test the 20-day.
It's possible, you know, but it depends whether you're worried about that. Where was the 20-day? I forgot now. 79, was it, or something? I don't know. It's in the 70s, I think.
73.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, like if you're looking, you could buy a little that you're thinking of adding. That's one way of it. Or, and then if it does come back to that, add more. You know, or if you just want to take a chance and say, oh, I'm going to wait for a pullback into the 70s, that's your choice, you know, and it depends on the research you did. But
well, he already owns it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not a question of do I buy it here.
Well, that's true, yeah. So depends on, you know, whether you worried about missing out, you know.
I'd be looking for the next one that might go up 125%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with adding to it, really. And let's see, what's the next one? This guy owns a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Is there an ETF that mirrors the Russell 2000? It's the IWM, isn't it?
It is. That was easy.
And BX, is he asking about those? Or?
It seems to be.
Yeah. So take a look at BX.
Blackstone Group.
Which is a great company.
And it's broken out.
And a great stock. Sometimes they don't match, you know, but BX for Blackstone Group.
And there is institutional accumulation. And Janice Henderson, 40, owns 2.6%.
Yeah, no, very, very, very strong. I mean, if you're in it, I'd stay in it. You know, it's closed at what, 74, and the 200 days back at 58. Certainly,
on the 50, you came back and sort of tested.
Yeah. So the 50 looked like it was the relevant moving average right now. So under 67, you might reevaluate it. What's the next one? I left the page. DraftKings, was it, or
DKNG? I like it, and so does Kathy Wood.
Yeah, well, someday she's going to get her a comeuppance, you know.
Well, everyone wants her to. No one likes anyone that's successful anymore.
Well, you temporarily, but you become a guru, you know, and sometimes it's justified and sometimes it isn't, you know, so. But for now,
she thinks out her purchases very well, but they are high-flying.
But she's also a touter, see? In other words, for transparency, she posts what they're buying, right?
That's right.
Every day.
What they bought that day.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, whatever. Okay, I won't get into the real. But, you know, it looks great. I mean, it's had a great run up. And it closed at, what, 71, 75?
Yeah, I own it in an aggressive account, lots of it.
And where
sales
would you?
146%.
Yeah, and where would you reevaluate it at? Since you own it, I put you on the spot.
Well, I've been wrong.
I know.
Because I would reevaluate in the mid 50s, and that has been a time to accumulate, not sell.
Yep.
And I've been in and out two times before I got it right.
So you're a holder right now.
I am a holder, and I think this is the future. Online gaming, and gambling, and we are addicted as a society. Maybe the world is.
And for what it's worth, the charting objective is 111. What's the next one, real quick? We got to go faster. We got a couple people online.
EBRG. I wouldn't do any more of these. I take the people.
Yeah.
EBRG. Evergy Inc. 5719 close. Just broke out of a big base. I'm going to write it down and look at it later.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like big base breakouts, if anyone cares.
Yep, so you're positive on that one.
I'm very positive.
Okay.
As a bottom fisher, and that's my old problem.
But, you know, it's in a, you know, kind of a trading range, isn't it?
Yeah, but it just broke out from 55. That's all.
Could head up next. Could head up to 65 next. Yeah. Okay. So next we're going to go to callers. We'll go to Bill and Hamburger. We know who that is. Good morning.
It was.
I knew you were calling because I was on.
It was. Listen to this show.
I was just
in line at DNKN. They got avocado toast now.
Oh. My advice is eating this food.
What'd you say?
Avocado toast with Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe that's a salsa.
Did you say avocado toast?
Yeah, at Dunkin' Donuts, Pete.
I hate avocado.
Maybe that's the end of the world. Hey, Willard, remember the last time I called? And I asked you about that stock I've been talking about for years. And you said the your clients made you sell. MNRO. Have you seen it lately?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, as Peter says. It looks beautiful. 71.
What a company. Word, you sold out.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Never look back.
That's a great company. What a tremendous. Hey, Pete, guess what 7 weeks from today is?
No, what could it be? Kentucky Derby?
Seven weeks. From today.
What?
The greatest 2 minutes in the world.
What, the Kentucky Derby?
Pete, I asked this question for the last 20 years.
Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely. CHC.
I said it three times. You ignored me.
I know. I'm old, Pete. Pete, I'm
hey,
old.
You're old.
CHDN, Pete.
Yeah, another one.
$50.
Boy, oh.
50.
No, you've been saying it for years, and if anybody had just followed these, they'd be very happy.
I'm going to tell you, it corrects.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at it, Pete. It was when my broker, when I was in the hospital March last year, I said, what's CHDN? He told me 55. I couldn't believe it. But what are you going to do? Hey, Ward, listen to this now. Remember the good old days when we had Marty Zweig and Peter Lynch? Now
I got Lynch's book right here next to me.
Yeah, now you got Kathy Woods. I'm sure she'll be coming out with a book soon. When she comes out with a book, it's probably the end.
It's probably the end. Boy, I'll tell you, Pete. The larceny on Wall Street now, it's at an all-time high of the market. What's the deal with CNBC and her? What's going on there? Every day on.
I think it's a replay of the tape.
It could be. What, did you ever buy MGM?
Willard.
The MGM property?
MGM stock?
And the casino. Look at the casino.
We don't have the casino. We have the property.
All right, I got the property, too. It's technically okay. You got GLPI?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good one, too. But Pete's right. The gambling stocks are here to stay. And you see, Penn National is in the S&P 500 now.
Oh, really? Holy cow.
Yep, they added to it. Yep. Penn National Gaming. So Barstool's going to get even richer on Monday.
Well, that's probably why, because I was looking at one of the sentiment sites, you know, and it had dipped for Penn National, and then it flew up all of a sudden. You know.
Yep. I've been to that place to dump. Hey, one last thing, Willard. You want a good one with a long base? I'm in this one for a long time, too. Great company. LHX.
LH what?
X. Yep.
L3 Harris. Yeah, it does have a long base.
Long base, great company, great merger. That's a good one.
LHX, huh?
Because above 200, it's a big breakout. Peter.
Is this the old Harris company, though?
It's the old Harris company. I've had for years.
Boy,
great company. They merged with L3.
Yep.
And now L3 is sort of like took over, but it's a great company. Hey, Pete, you remember, you're the GOAT, buddy. Have a great day and one or two.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Okay, right now, we'll come down toward the end. Nobody on right now, so we'll do 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. You can do the chat box real quick.
I did DKNG, EVRG.
Yeah, right.
ETF that rustles the mirror. That mirrors the Russell 2000, yeah.
Well, we said IWM, right?
Yeah. And Richard from Rochester wants to know about GE and about what you think of the reverse split.
Well, the market didn't like it or didn't like the latest news or whatever, although I thought it was positive. Weren't they selling something off for billions or something? Or
Yeah,
they didn't like it for some reason.
We own a little. It doesn't look terrific.
Yeah, I thought it was on its way. To be honest, I really thought it was on its way to 20. But
well, you got a long way here. You went right down to the 50-day and turned.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yesterday, yeah, but it went down on very high volume.
Yeah, obviously a lot of not liking it. I don't think people love the reverse split either.
I don't like the reverse split.
But, you know, obviously they want to be a $100 stock, you know.
The he also asked about General Motors.
Well, General Motors is great. I think it'll probably go into the mid-70s, you know.
Closed at 59, had a great breakout through 5705.
And you know
and that's pretty much of a long base breakout too.
Yeah.
Not too long, but
no,
you know,
General Motors looks really good, and I think Ford looks good in here.
Well, we own Ford,
right?
And a lot of accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not ready to sell. Let's put it that way. It doesn't mean we're right, of course.
No, I wish we were right all the time. I don't know anybody who's right all the time.
Be,
and if anybody thinks you're right, you're only right if you're making money, you know. In counting your losses, you know.
Yeah.
And in the end, if you're making money, you're making money. You know, that's it. If you think right's being calling every top and every bottom, forget it. That'll never happen.
Well, General Motors looks very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it in a couple accounts. And more Ford than GM. But it's at a new high. You say $70.
Yeah, I don't know where I came up with that. But
I don't either. But the relative strength is 86 out of 100.
But
pretty darn good.
But yeah, I think it probably can get there. I don't know what's the price target on this thing anyway. Oh, it just broke out again. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just said that. I know. Out.
Did you say that?
I did.
How come it doesn't have a new price target? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 33, I come up with, this is even better, I come up with 83, the horizontal count.
Well.
So, my mid-70s wasn't that far off.
We paid low 40s.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And I've never liked that stock.
No, but looks like.
I might add, even though I drive one.
Isn't there a woman in charge of that company now? And
she's doing great.
And she's doing great, really.
She's going all electric. You know.
Yeah, she's doing very good. So anyway, so what else we got? Anything else in the chat box there?
Well,
got to do it real quick. We only have 3 minutes. So.
Groupon.
Groupon. That's Art's one of Art's favorite stocks. There.
Yeah, it's Art. It's from Art. It's right at the end here. Had a reverse split.
Yeah, that I know.
Shares now. Yeah, now he doesn't.
And it's hanging in there now. Okay, I mean it's had a gigantic run, and probably would reevaluate it at what 55. Yep, that would be a breakdown. Could go into the 40s from there. So you want to see it turn around right now. Because that would be a false breakdown.
Broke out at 206. Cup and handle formation at.
Broke out at what?
I'm on global payments. Sorry, didn't look right. I'm not doing.
That's what happens. You're a little rusty.
Yeah, that's it. Too many symbols floating around in my brain.
GRPN. Well, we got to get rolling pretty soon. Two minutes. 2 minutes left.
Okay, so it broke out at 39 and went to 59 close, and the 20-day moving average is 51, and the 10-day is 56.95. What's not to love?
Well, I just gave a sell signal.
If it goes below 55, is that where you saw that worry?
Well, I mean, but I already gave a sell signal on Friday. You know, I'm just
well,
saying.
We can stop it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying 50, what did I say? 55, right? Yeah, 55, yeah. I'd reevaluate it at that point.
For the 54 limit, that's what I would do.
Yeah, because it's had a big run on it. And, you know, if it turned around right now, you know, and got up to what? One, two, what would be a three-box reversal? One, two, three.
I don't know. I'm looking at a different chart.
60, yeah. If it got back to 60 first, that'd be very bullish.
In 2017, it was 117, and the all-time high was 506. Good luck.
Well, that's because of the reverse split, though. You know, things look wacky with reverse splits.
I think it's been adjusted. I couldn't
yeah. So anyway, here we are. We're down to the end of the show. We have a minute left. What do you always say?
Keep a little powder dry.
Keep a little powder dry. Watch the rotation. Don't worry about the market.
Industrials are big. Financials are big. Energies. But
yeah, and be careful, you know, with following things real quickly on media, any kind of media. Okay, till next week, take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.